Hello and welcome to Witchy Woman Podcast. I'm your host, Danae Sweet, and this is episode 33. Today, I would like to kind of give a recap of our Denver Gem Show experience, our anniversary trip that we take, share with you my favorites and some shenanigans that happened. I also today would love to talk to you about the pentagram. Oh my gosh, do you hear the train? I swear this happens every time I start a podcast. Anyway, you guys are used to the train by now, so I'm just going to keep on keeping on. Maybe. Oh my gosh. Anyway, the pentagram is something that I would like to talk about because it has so much baggage. It's attached to the witchiness that is our community. And I think we need to explore how that symbol makes us feel. And I'd like to share with you kind of my experience with the pentagram. So, oh my gosh, this train's a long-winded train. I am so sorry. Well, I am here today sitting in my dining room. The house is all to myself today, well, except for all my fur babies. My husband and I left on Friday, no, Saturday morning to go to the Denver Gem Show. Last year we went as a anniversary trip, and it's something that we are going to continue doing as long as we possibly can. I love, love, love going to the Gem Show. Going there is a whole experience that is different every time. Last year we went, it was all new and different, and you know, I totally gorked out on all the crazy freaking crystals that were out there. I totally just lost myself. This year, we knew kind of where things were, and I had a different experience because I wasn't there buying for my store. So last year we were there, we were buying for my brick and mortar retail store. So it was an anniversary trip and kind of a work related trip, which was so much fun. I bought all kinds of things from the store. It was great trying to decide what people would want, what people would be called to buy, what would help them with their spiritual journey. And this time, I went, and it was more of a personal trip for me and my hubby. We went, we found things that called out to us personally. We got some things for the house. It was so cool. I ended up getting basically spiritual tools. Last year, there were some pieces that I got for myself that were straight up, you know, oh my gosh, that's a sparkly pretty and I need it type thing. This year, I bought things that I felt a connection to them, and I felt like I could use them in my spiritual practice, in whether it's witchcraft or meditating or whatever. Those are the things I bought. So anyway, it was a lot of fun. We got there on Saturday, and kind of late because before I left, I could not find my retail paperwork. If you bring your retail paperwork, your tax ID, you get better deals on things. So anyway, took forever, finally found it, left freaking late, didn't get there till like, I don't know, 2:30, and it closes at 5, I think, 5 or 6, closes at 6, so we only had, it doesn't sound like it's not much time, but we only had 4 hours-ish to walk around, but you need all that time. So anyway, we walked around, kind of got our bearings. I did get a couple things that first day. Got my eye on quite a bit of things, thinking, okay, so if I still want it tomorrow, maybe I'll come back. And hubby did the same thing. So him and I, our shopping techniques are completely opposite. So we get there, and I am like a child. I'm like, ooh, sparklies, and ooh, I want this, and ooh, I want that. And I might not get everything, but I'm overly excited, and I'm loving everything. I have to touch things. I'm that annoying child, I'm sure, when I was little, that just touched everything in the frickin' store. So I'm picking up crystals and touching them, seeing how I feel, holding each one of them. My husband's just like going to flow, like, whatever, man. And I keep asking him, like, what are you looking for? What do you want? What do you want? Because in my head, because I'm a list person, I already have a list of shit that I really would like to bring home from the Gem Show. And he's more of a, well, if I feel like it calls to me, I'll stop and look at it. That's kind of his deal. I'm not really sure what voice that was, but that was my impression of his attitude about shopping. But he came kind of looking for pyrite, I believe. It was kind of like the main thing he was looking for. That and last year, there were these beautiful crystal lamps. They're really tall. They're beautiful. They're kind of like banded. I think they're onyx. But they are gorgeous. And he's like, oh man, I really want to take some for the house. And we never did. He never did settle on which ones he wanted. He's very picky. Like, to put this into context, we went shopping at the very beginning of our relationship for a coat for him. He needed a small, lightweight coat. It took, 2 years for him to find a coat that he actually liked, and he still doesn't wear the damn thing. But he's so slow in picking out what he wants. He's super deliberate. He's not afraid to walk away from things. Completely opposite for me. I'm like, oh my god, I think that could be useful, and it's pretty. I should get it so no one else can have it. Like, I'm like, ooh, I better get it because... And it's dumb because at the gem show, there's like, if you wanted this, just say there's an amethyst horse that I wanted. There's like a gazillion more of those little amethyst horses, you know, where that one came from. I mean, it's not like they're all going to be gone 3 days into the show. But anyway, that's my take on things versus him. So we're going around. And he's being super patient and let me touch everything. I'm like in sensory overload at this point on the first day. And we're just kind of like, by the time we get kicked out of there, we're like, okay. So I think tomorrow we actually have a plan. So we go back to the hotel. We actually check in. We didn't check in yet. So we checked into our hotel. We stayed clear out in Byers, Colorado, which is like a half hour from downtown Denver from the Coliseum and everything, which makes it great because it's quiet. It's more what we're used to as far as sound and noise and sleeping and stuff. The outside of the hotel, I'm not gonna lie, we pulled up and my husband was like, oh, what did you get us into? Because I made the reservations because we made them late and we usually stayed at a KOA, but the KOA was full, so I wanted to find something just as cheap. So I found a really cheap motel. Anyway, we check in and it's actually not bad. A side note, it is the softest or whatever, like, I think is it soft water when it won't wash out any of the shampoo and stuff? Like, I took a shower and I could not get the shampoo out of my hair. It's like it stuck on you. It took forever. So I was very glad to get home to real water. But anyway, stayed the night there, got up at a decent time the next morning, and, you know, we had a plan that day. So Sunday we had a plan. There's still shitloads of people. Oh my goodness. We did get there early, so we got a decent parking spot, but oh my god, so many people. So we get there and I had saw these garnets the day before, and I'm like, dude, I gotta go back and get garnets. So I went back, I picked up the garnet that I wanted, and they had some rubies and these cool little, I believe it's a hexagon shape, so I got a small natural ruby in a hexagon shape. And then there was a guy in one of the buildings, and I don't remember what building, but anyway, he had a bunch of shungite, stuff, like all kinds of stuff. And I found this cool pyramid that had all of the elements and their symbols carved on the outside, and then a really cool pentagram on the bottom. So I had to get that. What else did I get? I got some necklaces. I got some things for a couple friends. And that was, oh, and we picked out, we kind of scoped out the lamps that we wanted because, we needed to do that on Monday, so that was like the last thing we got, so we weren't hauling it around, and, you know, the longer we have it, we're afraid we're going to break it, so we wanted to wait till the last minute to get the lamps. So during that day, was it the first day? So the first day we were there, though, I want to, like, rewind. So the first day, so Saturday, I want to tell you about me totally being a dork. So we're outside and we're looking at all these huge crystal, like, show pieces they've got. That was my dog shaking. Quit. Can you just lay down? So anyway, I'm outside. I'm like looking at these huge crystal points. I mean, like, there's these chairs that you can actually sit in that are made out of quartz, and somebody, you know, says something along the lines of, I've got to ask, is your name Danae? And I'm like, yes. And anyway, long story short, it was an amazing listener recognized me out at the Denver Gem Show. Blew my freaking mind. So thank you so much to Ashley M for saying hi and for making my day. Seriously, I was so excited to meet you and to connect, you know, in real life to a listener. It was absolutely surreal, and I want to say thank you so much for being brave and saying hi. I know that I was super nervous, so thank you for not thinking I was a complete dork. Okay. All right. So anyway, so that was the highlight of Saturday. Sunday rolls around and we are doing our thing. And we had decided tentatively, like Brad had mentioned, hey, wouldn't it be cool if we got a tattoo? And I'm like, okay, I could totally do it. I love tattoos. I have plenty. Let's get one. And we have one on our left arm, on our wrist, that we got together on our first trip together. And we went to Sturgis and we ended up getting a really small tattoo on our wrist. So we thought how cool it would be to get another tattoo kind of right next to that one, commemorating our time together at the gym shows because we love it so much. So we went and got tattoos. We drove downtown, found a tattoo place that looked really good as far as their pictures online and everything. So we went and we got tattoos. I'm used to sitting a really long time. We usually get big ones. So, stupid train. So, like, 4 hours is nothing. Like, that's usually our average for sit time for our tattoos. So these took, like, 20 minutes, 30 minutes max. I mean, like from stencil to ending. So it was really kind of cool. It's like, sweet, I got a tattoo and like the time I could eat, you know, we could go and eat pizza. So it was really fun. I will post the pictures. I think I posted the pictures, but if I haven't, I will post them in our Witchy Woman's Friends group. I guess I could be professional and shut the notifications off on my phone. Anyway, so we got tattoos, and I was super, super excited about that. We went back to the motel, we ate, then there was a wicked storm that rolled through Denver, and we were kind of nervous about being, like, pummeled with hail, because it really hailed bad, like, the day before or the night before, not too far from where our hotel was. So we were kind of worried about that, but it was fine. It was really nice rain, and we poured like crazy, but it was a really nice rain. We got up Monday, went to the gym show, got a couple things that I had forgot to pick up, and we got our lamps, finally. Brad is so excited about these lamps. It's cool for me to see him that excited, because I get excited over, like, I am stoked about my garnet. I will share a piece of that, or a picture of that as well, but I was so stoked to get this garnet, and he was, like, completely crazy stoked to get these cool lamps, so I think with our salt lamps, this is going to be like 6 stone lamps that we now have in the house. So I'm pretty sure we can just not use the actual lighting, like our ceiling lights and things in the house anymore. We can just use the light that comes from our crystal and stone lamps now. So that's kind of cool. And most of them came from my shop. When I closed my shop, I brought most of the stuff that was like special to me. I brought it inside. I thought, oh, I'll sell it if I, you know, feel like doing that, and you know, I knew better. Like, all of those big smoky quartz pieces, they're never going anywhere. The lamps, I love them in my home. It feels so good. So I could resell them, but I love them so much and they look so good. So they're probably gonna stay in the house as a permanent fixture. So anyway, I digress. I thought I could do a This Is What I Got at the Gym Show video in the Witchy Woman Friends group, if you would like to join me in doing that. I'm going to do that this week. I'll post in the group when I will have time for that. And if anyone else went to the gym show, please share with me your experiences. You can post in our group. That's the Witchy Woman Friends group on Facebook. Just click to join. It is a closed group, so if you're not out of the broom closet, you can comment, you can post. Nobody else is going to see that stuff. So it's a safe group, amazing people. If you were at the gym show, please share with me what you got. I would love to see what other people are called to. Okay, so enough about the gym show. I had a lot of fun, but while I was there, I got to see a lot of different kinds of people. It's the best people watching. Everybody's so excited. Everyone's so friendly. With that many people just running around crazy, a lot of people are there buying for their stores. They've got, like, spreadsheets out, and they're checking stuff up as they or checking off things as they buy them. It is a very intense environment, but it's also a very kind environment from what I have experienced. I really, really love it. There were so many different people there from all walks and different faiths and backgrounds. I just love it. It's a lot of fun. And I saw some people that were wearing their pentagram out of their shirt. You know, they were wearing whatever their symbol was. They were wearing it outside instead of like tucked inside the collar of your shirt. They were wearing it open and proud. And that kind of, I don't know, it got me thinking about that symbol and what it means to me. And I really thought that it'd be cool to do an episode about the pentagram and what it means and I guess some of the baggage that comes with it. So I am sure you've seen a horror movie with a pentacle used just to denote some kind of evil thing or you know, negative workings that have happened. I'm sure you've seen them, or like it's drawn in red paint or blood on the walls or something, and the people come in and they look at it and they're like, oh my God, somebody must have summoned evil here, blah, blah, blah. And to me, every time they do this, it like, oh my gosh, they're like Satan worshiping hippies, and oh gosh, that's terrible. Anyway, it irritates me sometimes. Like, I'll be watching a movie, and it does. Like, I'll look at it, and like, at first, I'm like, God damn it, I wish they'd stop using that symbol to denote evil and negativity. But I have to remind myself, it's entertainment. It's supposed to be fun and entertaining. It's meant to create emotion and thought process. And I have to just take a big breath and let it go, because it's Hollywood and it's entertainment. But it doesn't erase the fact that that symbol has a shitload of baggage attached to it. It's used, you know, in Hollywood, in all kinds of different entertainment venues to invoke fear and panic and mystery. So I really want to talk about it. Like, what is a pentagram? You know, how, and what is a pentacle? Because you'll hear pentagram and pentacle used interchangeably, and I am guilty of doing the same thing. And I'm not one of those people that will be like, no, that's a pentagram, not a pentacle, or a pentacle, you know, whatever. I don't care. Call it whatever the hell you want. I'm going to give you like the technical definitions from Wikipedia and some other places, just so you can hear the definitions and kind of know what it is. But I don't care. Call it whatever you want. But I want to talk about the two terms. Pentagram is a five-pointed star symbol, and often you can see it surrounded by a circle. So you see it stuck on different witchy merchandise a lot of times. You'll see it in pendants, on clothing, altar cloths, that sort of thing, tiles, altar tiles. And it's supposed to represent the elements and spirit. That's what it represents. And the circle around it is supposed to kind of represent the joining of all of them, the encompassing of all of those elements. It's not a symbol that's just for witches. Like, I know it's exclusively, I guess not exclusively, but as far as mainstream culture goes, when you say pentagram or draw one, people think Satanist or witch, right? But actually, it goes clear back to ancient Israelites, the Greeks, the Celts, and even Christians have connection to that symbol. In the Old Testament, the pentagram was the first of the seven seals of Solomon, and that's an amulet that was supposedly revealed the seven names of God. It's also believed that each five points, as far as Christianity symbology goes, it refers to the first five books of Hebrew scripture, which is the Torah. Or in some places I was reading, it represented the places where Jesus was crucified. So it has connections to other faiths, other paths, besides neo-paganism and Satanism. So a pentacle, if you want to talk about difference. So pentagram, if you want to draw a star, and it's not just a star. It's a star drawn to symbolize those five elements, the four elements and spirit. As far as the witchy path goes, that's what it represents. Now, a pentacle is an amulet or talisman that depicts a magical, spiritual, or religious symbol. So if I have a pendant that is a pentagram, that's a pentacle. Are you confused yet? Pentacles can also be different kinds of symbols inside, you know, that are amulet. The seals of Solomon are considered pentacles. There are other various drawings. If you look up Aleister Crowley and type in pentacle, a ton of his shit will come up. He was very much into symbology and wearing and adorning himself with that sort of thing, and also using those in his magical workings. Now that we have that completely confused, pentagram is a five-pointed star that represents the four elements and spirit. A lot of times you'll see it with a circle drawn around it. Now that symbol put into a piece of your jewelry, a ring, a pendant for your necklace, now that's a pentacle. Does that make sense? Okay, now I want to briefly air out the word Satanism, because you see this pentacle or pentagram, and a lot of times people, or majority of people, say, ooh, that's for Satanism. Now, it's very, very intertwined, you know, Satanism and the pentagram, super, super intertwined. So I wanted to touch on this a little bit. Yes, Satanism uses an upside down version of the neo-pagan or witch pentagram. And what it means to them is it signifies earth over spirit, like the mastering of spirit by earthly beings and forces. A lot of times you're going to see like a goat head in the middle of that thing, or I'm going to pronounce this wrong, but Baphomet, which is like the goat head god, inside the star as well. And I did some research, I don't know, what, 6 months ago or maybe a little longer, for one of the books that I'm writing, and I had to look up Satanism and what it is, because I had no idea. Honestly, back, you know, before I did research on it, if somebody would have said, what is Satanism? I'd have said, people who worship Satan. And I would be 100% wrong. What it actually is, they actually do not worship Satan, or even believe in that construct. They do not believe in Satan as an archetype. I read through, if you go to their website, I will post that in the comments as well. But I read through their tenets, because I really, really wanted to learn. I'm big on learning. I'm kind of a nerd that way. And I wanted to see what the hell it was all about. So I read through their tenets and was really actually surprised to learn that they want to do good on the earth. They really do. One of the first tenets that I saw was, one should strive to act with compassion and empathy towards all creatures in accordance with reason. That's amazing. That's a really good tenet. And a lot of them are along the same lines. They're very altruistic type tenets that they have. So I will post that link there. And the reason I'm telling you about what Satanism is or is not is because it's attached to the symbol that witches use. And that's part of the baggage. So let's take that baggage and toss it out, because Satanism isn't evil. They do not promote evil. They do not do any of that. I would really, really encourage you to go to the website that I'm going to post. I promise you're not going to get, you know, struck down to hell for looking at it, which is also something that I do not, or most witches do not, believe in. But anyway, that's for another day. So even if you cannot separate Satanism and the pentagram, if you cannot think about that symbol without the word Satanism, just know that it's not evil. Satanists do not want to spread evil, and they do not worship Satan. So at least start with that. But if you cannot separate the two, just know that they're not evil. Neither one of those symbols are evil. Okay. It has a lot of baggage. I know it does. A lot of people I know that are in my muggle life, if they see one, I know they would think, oh my gosh, Satan is in that woman's heart, you know. That's what they would say. But they're wrong. It's just miseducation or lack of education about symbology, and Hollywood and mainstream media taking that symbol and just using it for entertainment. And if they used that symbol in a horror movie and didn't have that kind of association with it, it wouldn't be very scary. It wouldn't evoke any kind of, you know, doom and gloom feeling. And Hollywood is all about entertainment. Please keep that in mind when you see that symbol from now forward. So I want to kind of tell you guys about my own feelings and my own journey with the pentagram. I first saw the symbol, I think, probably early teens, and I'm pretty sure it was when I was watching a movie. I know later I remember thinking about it after I watched the movie The Craft. I bought some books by Silver Ravenwolf one day. I think I've mentioned it before in the podcast, but we went on a trip. I think it was a school trip, and we went to Barnes & Noble, and I remember buying some books by Silver Ravenwolf. Back in the 90s, that is what baby witches bought to learn about witchcraft. It was what was the most popular thing. It was what was in Barnes & Noble that I could see that caught my, you know, teen mind anyway. Maybe not everybody, but I know she was pretty popular back then. I'm not suggesting that that's your first witchy book that you buy nowadays, because there's a whole lot better stuff out there. But for what it did for me, it stoked that fire of curiosity within myself. And I'm really, really thankful for that. I'm thankful for that book and her for writing that stuff so that I could be curious enough to keep wanting to learn more. So anyway, I watched a ton of horror movies when I was a kid. I still do. I love horror movies. And I really was aware of symbology. I've always been a very visual person. I pay attention to detail. And I remember seeing that in a lot of different films. And it always meant something bad was going to happen, or somebody did something bad, or whoever drew that was evil. So even though I knew what it meant as far as a witch's path, and as far as witchcraft or Wicca, I knew what it meant, but because of all the baggage that I had accumulated seeing it in films and growing up in an area that was very, very Christian, I didn't ever want to wear it. I remember like taking notes when I was reading one of those books, and I didn't even want to draw it because I was like, oh my gosh, if I draw that and my mom comes and she reads my diary or sees it, you know, she's going to send me away because she's going to think I'm possessed or something. I was that afraid of the pentagram. You know, everybody thought it was a terrible evil symbol, and only terrible evil people, in my eyes, that's what people thought it would think of me if I were to wear it or draw it, and people would notice it. So anyway, I was just unable to embrace that symbol as a teen. And fast forward to my 20s, I still was not fully embracing that symbol. I was practicing in the broom closet still, and I just was not brave enough. And I did not know who I was enough to embrace it yet. I did buy a ring in my late 20s. I bought this ring. I remember it was a rainbow moonstone ring, and on the underside of it, it had, you know, there was a pentacle. That was my very first witchy piece of jewelry that I wore. And I remember just being like, oh my gosh, I'm wearing this to my, you know, at the time I had a government job. It would not have been good for them to see a pentagram or pentacle on my body in the position that I had then. So I remember always being very careful if I took it off to wash my hands. I didn't leave it anywhere. I always had it on so that nobody saw that pentacle in it. But anyway, that was like my first baby steps to getting used to it. And then in my 30s, I really started to know who I was and really embracing the witch. I'm out of my broom closet. Finally came out to my hubby. It's not like I was hiding it. He just needed to hear the words. Yep, your wife's a witch. Anyway, so let's fast forward to this weekend. So I wear crystals. I wear all kinds of shit. I am dripping in the stretchy bracelets that have all of the crystals on them. I wear earrings and necklaces and all kinds of things. So many rings that are crystals that to me feel very witchy. There's part of my practice. I wear different ones depending on what I need that day. So anyway, I was in the gym show and we walked by a table that had a ton of little pendants, and it was just some fun stuff. And I started picking things up because that's what I do. I have to feel things. And there was this pendant that was a pentacle. And behind the pentacle was a little amethyst disc that kind of showed through. It's beautiful, and I will post a picture of it. And I picked it up, and I thought, I'm going to wear this. I want to wear this. It made me smile. I really felt good holding it, and I thought, this is going to be I'm going to wear this. This is my new piece of jewelry that I'm going to use to embrace this part of me. And I wore it. I snatched it up. I bought it. And I wore it for the first time yesterday out of my clothing. Not inside my shirt where nobody could see it, but outside. And oh my gosh, it felt good. It really did. I was afraid at first to walk around this small little town, but nobody's going to even notice, honestly. And if they do, I really don't care. But anyway, I'm 40 years old, been practicing witchcraft since, you know, consistently, probably since I was 20. I was in my teens. It was kind of an off and on thing because I really didn't have any privacy. But anyway, point is, I've been doing this a long time and I haven't been comfortable enough to wear a pentagram, to have a pentacle. This is my very first pentacle that I am wearing and I feel so good. I feel like it's at the perfect time. I had a lot of revelations this weekend while I was away. Sometimes for me to see what I need to do and change in my life, I have to go on a trip. I have to get away from my actual life to see what's happening. And I had a lot of different revelations this week. And one of them was a pentacle. It sounds so simple, but one of them was this pentacle that I could be whoever the hell I want to be. If I want to wear my faith-based jewelry on the outside of my clothing to where it's seen, then I sure as fuck can. I'm a grown-ass woman, and I don't know why it took so long, but that revelation just, it happened there at the gym show with thousands of people and a shitload of crystals and so many different pendants and things. I'm very grateful for this weekend, not just to spend it with my husband because we have so much fun together at these things. I finally get him to myself and it's just, I don't know, we have a lot of fun. He is my best friend and he knows how much I love crystals and he does too. So it was just a lot of fun. But I did have some aha moments, not to be cliche, but I had quite a few, not just this pentacle one, but I had some other ones too. So I'm very thankful for my trip. It was much, much needed. Thankful for all the change. We literally paid for our entire trip with change. We've been collecting change for years. We put it in like bottles. There was some in dog bowls. I had like a couple dog dishes that I never used that I just started throwing change in. Like so much change. And we paid for the hotel rooms. It was just, we went on our change. We went down to the bank and changed it for cash. And that's how we did it. And it feels good to do things like that for each, you know, to better our relationship and have fun together and to use our hard-earned change to do something like that. So I am very, very thankful. I have tons of gratitude. Later today, I set up part of my altar to do some gratitude work, to meditate and to send out some of the vibes into the universe and express to spirit how thankful I am for the opportunity to do the things that I've been doing lately. Some of those revelations revolve around my online presence, my sage stone and candle business, what I want to do with that, what I don't want to do with it. I will tell you there are going to be some changes happen. Maybe not this week, but definitely next week. I am trying to simplify, streamline things, and focus on the things that are bringing me joy. Some things I feel like I do because I feel like I'm expected to do them. And this weekend I realized certain things aren't bringing me joy. They're time suckers. And so watch for some changes. The podcast will stay the same. I'm not doing any changes. I love this podcast. I love you guys. I love doing this. So this will not change, but part of my life will change just a little bit. But it's for the better, and I'm happy. And for everybody who was asking about Finn, my horse, he was sick before I left, freaked me out. He is completely healed up. We still don't know what was actually wrong with him. He spiked a fever, had weakness in the back end. We had all kinds of blood tests done, all kinds of medicine pumped through him, and he feels much better. He's out in the pasture with his friends now, and he's fine. We're just watching him closely, making sure he's okay. Thank you for everybody that sent, you know, good vibes and healing energy and good juju and prayed for him because it definitely helped. He is fine now. He's back to his normal, lovey, giant teddy bear of a horse self. So thank you so much. If you would like to get a hold of me, you can get a hold of me by email, Danae@DanaeSweet.com. You can get me on Facebook. You can click like on our Facebook page, and that is Witchy Woman Podcast. We have a Facebook group that I mentioned earlier called Witchy Woman Friends. Just click to join and I will add you. And then we also have a coven that's called the WW Coven, and that is for Patreon supporters. So if you are a Patreon supporter or want to be, you can join the coven by subscribing to any of the tiers. So you go to patreon.com/witchywomanpodcast and you click one of the subscription tiers, and it will send you an email with the password for the group and a link for the group, and I will add you then. You must have the password. If for some reason your welcome email doesn't have the password in it, text me or PM me or something. I had a little bit of an issue with it while we were gone, but I believe it's fixed. So anyway, in our coven group, we do, we did a new moon ritual. We will be doing a Maybon celebration, a full moon celebration. We do card pulls. Now that I'll be home and I don't have any trips planned and things are settling down a little bit, I'm going to start doing some 101 classes in there and having the members share their knowledge. We have a really great tight-knit group, a very knowledgeable and supportive people in that group, and I cannot wait for everybody to start contributing as far as their knowledge base, because I think that's the cool thing about what our path is that we may have different paths. Like last week, we talked about different kinds of witches, a hedge witch, a green witch, a fey witch, you know, those kind of things. We can all be different types of witches and have different paths, but it's so good to share the things that we do best with each other, because that's how we grow our practices. So for me, I love learning from all kinds of different places so that I can pick and choose what I add to my practice. Some things may resonate with me, some things don't, but for me, knowledge is knowledge and I can never have enough. I am strange that way. I feel like I will never stop being a student. So I also want to have kind of an open call to, if anybody would like to share your witchy story, if you have something profound, if you're a business person, if you've written a book, if you raise a pagan family, I would love to talk to you. I am currently looking for people to interview in our community for the podcast. So if you feel like you have something pertinent to share, please email me, Danae@DanaeSweet.com, and kind of give me a rough outline of what you'd like to share. I will preface this by saying I cannot have everybody on, so if I don't select you, please don't be mad at me. I can only fit so much in my weeks at a time. So if you email me and I don't pick you right away, please don't be mad at me. Okay? All right. Well, that's all I have for today. So I guess, as always, stay witchy. Bye-bye.